power out planning. A lot of people lack ambition. Nobody ever told them. You can do anything. You can do anything. Our mission to inspire humanitarian and environmental responsibilities in communities throughout the world. Yeah. Establishing tribal benefactors. Power Out Planet Podcast. Here Collective. Protein. No Mad Melody.
No Mad Melody.
Power Out Planet. Yeah. Power Out Planet Podcast. Podcast.
Yay, yay. Power, power, play. Collectively, we are here. Hey. So I took that chance, you know, and we ended up being in Tompkins Square Park until 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Hello? 1 o'clock in the morning, Richard. I'm toast. We were out there with... We were out there with the street people. There was a guy that was talking to me. He was Russian. You could feel it. He was hard. But he was polite. And he was, you know, he wasn't bad. I wasn't scared. But I could feel that he was Russian. Like, I could tell that he was not an American white. All American white, you know, born here. He was hard. And then, you know, he'd been away. Even in the prison, so that'll make you hard too, you know. But you could tell it was just something about him. He reminded me of you remember, was it Iron Man 2, where Mickey Rourke was playing that Russian guy with mm-hmm. He reminded me of him. Mm. And Mickey Rourke is a very good actor, because in that he spoke Russian. And you know, Mickey Rourke is not Russian. He spoke it fluently because he's one of those actors that becomes immersed, you know? So, but that's how that guy was. He was just like, you know, like controlled. You could tell. I was like, ooh, you a serial killer. Let me tell you something about true criminals. True criminals are smooth. Chaotic people, they're not criminals. Because chaos, you don't have discipline. And you need discipline to be a successful criminal, not just a crook or a thief. I'm talking about a top-notch criminal. In order to be a top-notch criminal, you gotta be smooth. Because you don't want nobody tracing you, right? Mm. And you got to do most of your shit alone. My mother said, if you're ever going to commit a crime, do it alone. Not to say she was encouraging crime, but she's saying, when you have no witnesses, you have no problem. But if there's one person that knows, that person's a problem. So if you're going to do some shit, do it by yourself. So the chances of getting caught are lower. I'm not condoning criminality, but let me tell you, everybody got a job. Everybody has a job. Some of us have this job, and other people have other jobs. That's what I'm saying about staying in your lane. If you're not a criminal, don't be one, or don't try to be one. If you're not an artist, don't try to be one. I don't mean to talk back. Well, never mind. I don't like to dog artists, because we're all learning and growing and stuff. But there's a young man that, well, anyway, I hope that he continues his learning journey. Let's put it that way. Mm. I like how I put that. That was nice. That was very gracious and generous, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Thank you. So how are you? I'm good. I'm good. I like to be the type of person to take responsibility for my own learning journey. And if I don't help somebody else, I can help them. I can help them to be accountable. Or to show them where the points of accountability are, and they got to choose a response to respond to that. But like if they don't want to make that adjustment, you know, that's not up to me anymore.
It was never up to you. That's the point. You see, you use a great word. You said help. You really meant that word. Because Scorpios don't try to help nobody. They make them do it. So, right now, you were being generous with what you said. I respect your words. You were being generous. You were like, listen, that person should have seen what I saw. And did it the right way, but they didn't, and they're not. But your word is good because it's help. Like you said, you try to help, but you can't make anybody do anything. Remember that. Stop wasting your energy and time. Stop doing that. People gonna be what they gonna be, and they gonna do what they gonna do. Whether it's right or wrong, whether it makes logic, Or it's, you know, it just, you can't do it. You only have, you have two children to raise. One is not here, and one is here. That's all you're responsible for, is your children. Grown folks are not your problem. Can't do anything, and I know that's frustrating because it's like, okay, it's all laid out, it's obvious, it's logical to you, but it doesn't mean it makes sense to other people, or sometimes people just don't want to do what you say to do.
Pretty much that's it.
It's simple. Not complicated. We don't have to break it down for therapeutic purposes. Sometimes shit is just as simple as it is. This is yellow, no doubt. No doubt. Green, no doubt. Blue, no doubt. Black, no doubt. Some things, don't doubt. It is what it is. Now what you gonna do? Can't change that. Can you change you? Is it worth changing you? If it is, then that's your choice. If it's not, then that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you gotta do. Don't reassess the problem. The problem is not gonna change. It's still gonna be what it is. Now, what you gonna do, though? It's not the problem. You got the solution. You only have two ways to go. Either you gonna go for it or against it. That's it. There is no middle ground. I know you young people like your middle grounds. Some things are just black and white, though. It's not a try, it's a do. It's not a try, it's a do. Whatever you choose, it's a do. I'm going to do it this way or I'm going to do it that way. That's it. You can't change anybody. You can only change yourself. And it's got to be worth it. And if it is, then it's worth it. And if it's not, then it's not worth it. And you don't have to. No explanations required. I like it. I don't like it. I want it. I don't want it. I need it. I don't need it. How can I kind of need it? That's like kind of being pregnant. You can't kind of be pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. That's a black and white situation. Most of life is black and white. A lot of people think it's all gray. It really isn't. A decision is an either or, so that's not black or white. I mean, that's not gray. That's black or white. Yes, no. Yes, no. The maybes, What's a maybe? A maybe's not dependable, right? It's either yes, like you say, Mama, you come through? Yes. If I say maybe, you don't feel secure because you're like, I don't know if she's coming or she might.
Or I'm gonna keep asking until I get a definite.
Right.
Like as time goes
yes.
on.
Make a decision. So that's what I'm saying. Make a decision as to yes. I didn't try to do shit. I did it. No middle ground. That's just me. You know, I know people think I'm a harsh taskmaster when it comes to the emotional shit. But I don't mind being emotional if it's appropriate, necessary. Emotionality takes a lot of energy out of you. And it's very distracting. Because your mind just loops over shit. Like, this should make sense. It doesn't make sense. This should make sense. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
I need you to correspond with Jen and them. They already put stuff on the card or something? Did they already do that? But,
yeah, the Morningstar, because what it is that there would, I used to do 6 days, right? Mm-hmm. One day would be a fasting day. Mm-hmm. And 3 days would be vegetarian.
I love this.
And 3 days would be, you know, I would
this
eat meat.
Regular, yeah.
I did that. That's why this stuff is, it's beautiful, but it's nothing new for me.
Yeah, of course. You're like, I tried it. I did that.
And there are days when I actually don't eat meat. I don't force myself to eat meat every day.
Yeah.
You know, but I eat what I want.
Exactly.
I'm like
that's
you.
Where I'm
I
at.
I eat what I want. If I want a chocolate chip
that's
cookie, I'm eating
way.
It.
That's the healthiest way. I need you to know because your body's going to know when you need that sugar. It's going to know when you need that salt.
And it's going to know when you need that comfort emotionally.
Exactly. It's and I don't comfort. Think you should deny it.
I don't deny anything. That gives me more pleasure and comfort. I say what I
say. See, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
I said what I said. Whatever I want, I will
guess.
Get.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And when it comes down to sustenance, oh, I'm not cutting back.
Oh, no. And what you get should be of quality.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Because you could eat this way and it not be a quality.
Yeah.
If you're getting fruits and vegetables that are not fresh or, you know, but what we do is we give people grace for trying to do the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't judge them by whatever level they're on.
Yes.
It's
the intention.
It's an ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's levels and steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's levels and steps. You can't beat yourself up for starting at level one and
yes.
now you want to be at level 20.
Yes.
What? I'm so strong. Today.
Yeah. Or it's like, well, now I want to do this.
Yes.
I tell people, I'm a psychic at this place called Employees Only. I've been working there for like 2 years now, but one of the things that I constantly get is people who get the hanged man, and it's like they don't feel like they've done enough, they feel lazy, they feel like they should do more, and it's not that, it's the fact that they set the next goal way too quickly, and so they don't reward themselves for their accomplishments before they
yeah.
lock on to the next goal.
Yes.
So it'll be like, let's say we were doing a fundraiser, we found out we can make $1 million, someone might turn around and be like, let's just do it too. Let's just do 2 million. If we don't meet that 2 million, people are like,
we're
oh
failure.
My God, we fucked
yes.
up. But it's like, you totally didn't realize you hit your accomplishment. You didn't reward it. You set the next goal and you got mad for not reaching it. But it's like, you did initially what you set out to do and you surpassed yourself. It's when you found out that you could surpass yourself that you started getting excited.
I needed that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm glad I gave it to you.
Thank you for
small steps and rewards. And some time
yes.
in between the next
yes.
goal and the reward that we give ourselves.
You're
and that,
right.
you know, you feel good about it.
Yes.
Instead of skipping over your accomplishments.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely a problem with me. It's like, there's so many things and I put so many irons in the fire, and then, but then something has to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
I can't have like four pots on the stove and nothing cooks.
Yes. Yeah. That's a little bit of ADHD too.
I know it is.
I'm starting all these things.
Let me tell you starting something. But just to go along the lines of what you were saying, accept whatever it is that I am.
Yes.
I'm not worried about you diagnosing me. I'm not worried about anybody. Listen to me. You're not going to give me.
Yes. Yeah. And the thing is, I think people think like once that's you forever. It's a condemnation.
You can do whatever
there's
you
levels.
Want.
There's levels to your mind and your body. And I think understanding that and then going above that. Like, same thing with like I said, you set that goal.
Yes.
You're like, okay, I got around that. Yes. Now I could probably do a little bit more with what I have.
Absolutely.
And even mentally, I think we do that too. It's like, okay, mentally, this is where I'm at. Okay, well, how do I get better? And we give ourselves these tools, these coping mechanisms, and then we go beyond what our brain was actually leveled out to do.
Right. And sometimes another person can give you more clarity on what you're capable of, like when you go to a personal trainer.
Yeah.
You might think, I wouldn't have done more if I was by myself.
Yes.
Hey, no, come
you
on.
Got this.
Two more.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's also that blind spot. When people are like, no, I'm like a psychic. They're trained to see a blind spot. Therapist trained to see that blind spot. Personal trainer trained to see that blind spot.
Right.
And when you have that level of trust with these people, and they're like, hey, look, I see this. Do you see this? And people are like, oh no, I didn't even see that. I missed that completely. So I think it's so important to have trust and community, elders, peers.
Yes.
Everybody. It's so,
we
so
all,
integral.
Because it's all the levels, like you said.
Yeah.
It's all the levels. You're on yours.
Yeah.
I'm on mine. There's an age difference.
Mm-hmm.
My levels should be higher than yours.
Right.
I said should.
What time?
I said should. Because not all older people
they excel. Yeah.
They don't.
You're right. Some people hit a cap.
Yes. Because that's what they're supposed to do.
I never want to do that. I want to just like,
I believe you.
I saw.
And you
I looked won't. At my grandmother. And I looked at my great grandmother. I looked at my mom. I'm like, no. Day by day, they was getting smarter. And more beautiful,
yes.
And wiser, and more
yes.
in tune.
Yes, yes.
And I see that, and it inspires me to, you know, my hair is going to get longer, it's going to get grayer, and, you know.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
my voice will get richer in tone.
Oh,
you know?
Boy, it will.
Trust me.
You know, I'm already hearing my vocal, like the folds getting different, you know. My deep is deep now, you know.
Yes.
So I'm like, wow, the soul is coming through. And I'm excited to see how I grow instead of fearing it. Like I said, I feel like, you know, family, you see you watch your mother and your grandmother wash away the age. No, or like they avoid it. And I got to see some people in my family embrace that and go with it and grow with it and, like, never die, actually, as a result of that. My great-grandmother lived to 107.
Yes.
And was very sharp.
But I'll tell you, this is the one difference between your generation and mine that's a significant difference. Let people be what they're going to be.
Right.
Like you said, there's ones that are going to be inspired.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something that I learned from my job. We had a commissioner. Her name was Eggleston. And she gave a town hall meeting one afternoon in July. It was hot at Jacob Javits. That's how you know it was significant to me, because I remember those details.
Right.
It was in the afternoon. We used to have to go once a year.
Okay.
And she said something that impressed upon me, a seriousness. something to help me with my ADHD, my OCD, the OPP, and you know me. She said, there will always be unengageables.
Unengageables? Oh, that's the good word for it.
Isn't that a good word for it?
Unengageable. I call it unencourageables.
Yeah, but that means there's people, no matter what you give them, no matter what you show them, yep, what you tell them, they're going to be what they're going to be. Mm-hmm. And that is a life lesson for the rest of us, not to carry the burdens of everybody. Mm-hmm. Your generation, you feel the need to come in and heal my generation.
Yeah.
Let us go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Be
and
what
if you
are.
If you focus on you, it inspires the people around you. Honestly.
Let me tell you something. We're inspired that you're doing it, but we don't come from it. So we don't need you to do that.
Yeah.
We need you to be you.
Yeah.
Let me be in my flaws.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's what helps everyone grow. Like,
that's my path.
For me, I think where I'm at, I want my nephews to see my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to, you know, I don't want to be prideful or like, I've been around people like, or even have friends where they hide their mistakes from their children.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know why I'm like this. I don't want them to hear me say curse words or, you know, unless I'm not advocating to be inappropriate.
Curse words.
But I think you need a sense of realism with your children, and you need your children to have realistic ideas of what you are or what people can be. And I think letting an adult or someone in a different time be in that is such a perfect example for how you can be, how you shouldn't be, what you should do, what you know what I mean? Be an example. Not perfect and not like trying to be, you know, this, you know, all this like stoic, perfect, like role model. Like, I want you to know, like, no, I fall on my face. Sometimes I mess up. And that's inspiring and tangible. I don't ever want to give intangibility to the youth. That's what I'm saying. Like, being vegan, being able to afford this is—it's like, you know, you can make certain people feel bad just because they can't afford it.
Right.
They can't come here and afford a $20 meal that's healthier for them.
Yes.
You know, hence why McDonald's and the dollar burgers.
Yes.
So it's like one of those things where people feel bad about their status, feel bad about their life, they feel bad about what they have access to, and I try to just let people know, like you said, they're good where they're at. They're good where they're at. The intention to be better and stronger is heard by the universe, you know? But having some juxtapose, that's necessary. I'm glad I grew up watching my mom make mistakes or, you know, seeing her fits of anger or emotional upset. Like, it let me know, like, first off, I embrace all of my emotions. I could cry in front of people. I could cry in the middle of the street and not be, like, totally embarrassed or distraught by that level of vulnerability. And I notice it inspires people. They're like, wow, that's strong. Some people are like, that's a weakness. Some people will be like, that is true strength. You know, being able to say, you know what, I'm doing this for me. I'm expressing myself for me. But I love people. I love elders. That's like my favorite thing in the world. That's my favorite. Like, I could sit down with elders all day. I prefer elders to peers.
I wish I could say the same. At this time in my life, I've had enough of elders. I've been around the elders, and sometimes the elders are too elderly. For me. And I'm not disrespecting my generation, because I understand us. I am us.
Yeah.
But I am a person that's mutable. I'm able to flow.
Yeah.
You know, I get in and I fit in where I get in. And that's why sometimes my age group can be challenging for me to connect to, because I'm trying to do the same thing as you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know what? See something from a different perspective sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to give up your foundation to expand upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give it all up. Because that's what my generation is afraid of. They're like, but I grew up this way and I feel comfortable this way. You're right. But some things you can expand on.
Yeah.
You can be a little more open-minded with. That's why I say what I say. So I prefer you, your generation, and you prefer my generation.
Yeah.
And that makes actual sense. Right? Because if I like the youth, and the youth like me, that works.
We're sustainable.
But I'll tell you this that I've learned. When it comes to, like, I just want to expand on what you were saying. And just because I had, like, you know, a little anti-anxiety herbal medicine before I came.
Nice.
I have to try to stay on focus and on track. Don't record that, but you could if you want to.
Well, half of it is podcast and one half is plant burger.
I love it.
You can interview. It's like another interview.
I love it, but it's like I learned about how people just have. I was telling Sanford that before you came about people playing a position. They are what they are. And what it is that you be an example, that you gotta let them go.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
that, if it's that, not resonating,
that takes the burdens off of you. But now, listen to this, to expand on what you said about showing your vulnerabilities and your flaws. My generation wouldn't dare to do that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It actually was a good thing.
The growth that happens in that space.
Because you know why?
So we have here, we got the spicy chicken sandwich, and we got the fish fillet.
Oh, nice. I love options. I just want you to take it. I love options. Options are great. More options in my life.
More options.
I'm working on it. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh. So about the vulnerabilities, like I said, my generation, we're not into the being vulnerable.
Yeah.
We weren't taught to be vulnerable. We were left on our own.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But guess what? You're right about being able to be free to be yourself. However, we still need heroes.
Yeah.
Heroes, good word for it. We need people to aspire to be like, the people who take the hits for other people so you don't have to take the hit.
Yeah.
That's what my generation tried to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
We were the neglected ones. We were the overlooked ones. We were the ones that nobody held our hand. And I'm not going to speak for everybody because some people came up in different types of family. However, there's a general theme of Gen X was that we pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps.
Yeah, that's a big theme of theirs, you know. And right under, yeah.
But
your parents, that's, they're self-made, like, and so the children that they would create, you
but
know.
That's okay, though. See, we have to have grace to every situation. If you want me to have grace to you and allow you to be vulnerable, have grace to me and allow me not to be. Stop trying to change an orange into an apple.
Yeah. Let it be.
Let it be. If we rough, let us be rough. If you want to be more gentle, be more gentle. But don't tell me my roughness is wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to do that.
Do you feel like a sense of judgment from the younger generations?
I feel out and out hatred and anger and disdain and disgust from your generation. A lot of you, not all of you, not you two in particular.
Yeah.
You're so uncompromising and really more judgmental than we are.
Yeah. No, I've noticed my rigidity when I turned 25. I said, oh, okay. It's like some things I just don't have room for in my life, and even regarding family, I just don't do that. Don't have to deal with it. And I think that's a privilege. It comes from privilege. I think we have the privilege in today's time, like the internet era. I could just go ahead and find another friend, another man, another right there like this, that does or doesn't do the things that I want or don't want. And I think that that access, that's like, it's accessible, it's right here, it's in front of you, so do it. It's that's the scary part, is that we have that instant gratification. And the children that are younger than us now, their instant gratification was like this, because they grew up on iPads and like instead of the computer, and even like you have to work to make it work. It's like, now this thing is just in front of you doing what you want it to do as you do it. There are babies ordering stuff off of Amazon right now. They have Alexa for babies. Like, it's nuts. And so these kids are going to grow up with a different kind of, this is in my hands now. And that comes with a level of spoiledness that I definitely see in how I grew up versus how my sister grew up, versus, because we're literally exactly 10 years apart.
That's a good word, spoiled. You know what spoiled is?
Instant gratification will do that.
No, but what, you know what spoiled is? It means rotten.
Yeah.
It means no good.
No good.
It means not healthy.
Yeah.
It has no nutritious value. It's worthless and useless. So if you're calling your generation spoiled, that means you guys are worthless and useless.
I think we can do more.
Everybody can do more, but you're not worthless and useless, though. Neither is my generation. Neither was my mother's, actually two generations, because my mother had me at 40. My mother's
beautiful.
96.
That's so beautiful, though.
Not telling my age, but I look good.
Yes.
And every generation has its thing. But the previous generations, every generation fights the generation before. Don't get it twisted. So your generation talking to my generation is fine. It's okay with me. I love you. However, don't forget, it's mama love. Mama love. I came into this life to be mama love.
Mm-hmm. And you are.
I am whatever I am. Whatever I'm supposed to be at that moment. For whomever needs it.
This is delicious.
But we will never,
that's really
very delicious,
ever stop needing heroes.
Yeah.
Superman only had one vulnerability, but he didn't. He had more than one, because when he started loving humans, that became his weak spot. But it became a source
every
of his
angel,
greatest strength.
Every angel's
absolutely
weakness is a human.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want us to work together. You see how this is a two-generational thing right here? And it's working together. We're respecting each other. We're adding to each other's lives. Just because you are like, you're Mama Lo. He's like, you're Mama Lo. You're Stanford. You're Eminem.
I love that.
Sir Richard.
I love it. I love these names. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for that.
And words are significant, as numbers are. Do you see the numbers on that building right there?
There we are. Oh, 55.
Everything is significant.
Yes, it is.
We all meet for a reason, because we need each other. We do need each other.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you today, and I receive you and respect you.
Same.
I want you to understand that.
Thank you.
I am, like I said, what I am. So since you understand these things, I'll give you a little quick background. So the first thing is, I'm a Virgo sun.
Love that.
The second thing is, I'm a Capricorn moon.
Okay. Love that.
The third thing is, I'm a Leo ascendant.
Okay.
The fourth thing is I'm Mercury in Libra.
What a woman.
Okay. The fifth thing is my Venus is in Virgo, mm-hmm. which means I love no one.
Whew. Who are you?
And the piece de la resistance. My Mars is in Leo.
High five. Me too.
I know it.
We're here. I was waiting for the Mars. I was like, in the Marses? In the Marses?
I was waiting to look up. I had to tell you my makeup is up to soldier.
Yes, it is.
But also the superstar.
Yes, absolutely. The star.
I'm the
virtuoso. You know?
I am like a preacher in the church. I'm mm-hmm. very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm angry,
it's coming at you. Yeah. It's, for me, I like to, and I don't like to, you know, I work on myself, right? But I do like to refer to it as a tongue lashing. Because I'll come out, there's something she's going to say.
I like that.
And it's...
You put that so wonderfully. I respect how she put that. In other words, she'll cuss your ass out.
Yes.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say it. Like
and,
I said.
And it can even be like, you know, I can be nice with it, but it's still going to cut.
Of course.
And it's just one of those things
gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
Gonna hurt you. Gonna make you bleed.
But it'll fix you up too at the same time. And that's what you're saying, heroes. I'm careful with the word, but I know I'm an earth angel. You know, I know I'm here to sometimes take the brunt end of things willingly even, and that's the part that makes me happy.
Yes.
It's the service that serves me as I serve others.
Yes.
And that's why I stick to music. It's how I can serve ultimately
a lot of people at one time,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to one-on-one.
Yeah. And I was told once you go there, you can't hold back on that. You got to give.
It's true.
You got to put your voice in every corner of every room.
Yes.
To as many people as possible.
Yes.
In every pulpit. So I'm just like, you know what? Yeah.
That's what I believe in. I believe in doing it in one shot, though.
Yeah, I owe it.
The one-on-one has exhausted me now. The one-on-one.
No, because you don't have to do that.
But I do it. It's natural. That's my calling. When I used to be a Christian.
Right. And you're spending that time one-on-one with people.
When I was a Christian, one of the gifts that they said that I had of the spirit, as they call it, was an encourager.
Yeah.
I'm an encourager.
Yes.
Do you see that in me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Because I believe in people. I believe in you more than I believe in myself, actually.
That's an angel's gift. The angel's gift, yeah.
I just see you. But that has hurt me. Because I've seen the potential that other people didn't see in themselves.
Oh, that one always
hurts. And you can't do anything for a person like that.
That's why my coping mechanism is to then turn inward. In any relationship, whether you're in it or out of it, or in a dynamic with other people in any relationship, the focus, when it's turned inward, that self-work that you do, it inspires everyone around you. It inspires your lovers. It inspires the people who work with you, work for you. They see you eat good. They see you working out. They see you training. They see all these things, and subtly they're impressed by it. And subtly they're like, I should do things better for myself, instead of hearing, oh, you should do what I'm doing with me. Come with me and come get your body right. Come get your mind right. People don't want to hear that all the time. Some people go, yeah, thank you for thinking of me. But that's an emotionally vulnerable person. A person who's shut down, hasn't realized the work that they need to do, or doesn't want to put themselves in the same boat or comparison with you. They will just be impressed by your self-growth. So in any relationship, in any way, no matter how it's going, good or bad, or you know, whatever the dynamic is, I turn the focus inward And I watch how someone will instantly start to just do better just because I'm doing better, and I'm not forcing you to look at how I'm doing it, why I'm doing it.
That's right.
Or that you should be doing it. It's like, right. No, you just see the results. Yep. And that's what people want. They want results.
It's show and prove. It's actions.
Mm-hmm.
Actions are what makes a difference. Words don't impress people, but so far.
Yeah.
Because we have a natural barrier to resist other people's opinions.
Yeah.
We have a barrier to resist that, you, how dare you know more about what's good for me than I lived in my body.
That can
forever.
Be offensive. Yeah.
It's not offensive. Mm-hmm.
They can take it that way.
They get offended.
Yeah.
But it's not offensive.
I didn't mean to distract you. My Mercury's in Libra and my Venus is in Virgo. Unless you said
right. Okay, Venus
so
and
your
Virgo.
Mercury's in Libra.
And my Venus is in Virgo.
That's why he and I are like on this wavelength.
Yeah.
Like I don't even have to tell him much about doing anything with me. And he doesn't either. He'll just drop something
on
me. It's just there. The Venus and Virgos are very hard to love people.
I'm a Venus and Sagittarius.
We're very picky. We're very picky to love people. Icky. I mean, like, a tiny thing could just
throw you all the way off. My Venus and Sagittarius can be like that, but it also is one of those things where, like, my love across the board is the same. Platonic, romantic, familial. My love is my love.
Love. Sagittarius are hot. Sagittarius are hearts.
Yeah.
Any Sagittarian placement? Hearts.
Yeah.
But also,
I'm learning. So I see.
But also free. Because Sagittarius is a mutable sign. So, like, Virgo is mutable.
Yeah.
Like, Gemini is mutable. Like, Pisces is mutable. It's about fitting in where you get in or get in where you fit in. It doesn't matter. Absolutely. But that Mars and Leo makes you want to fight.
Yeah, it does.
It makes you want to fight. It's like, what?
Yeah. That's why I train. I have to get my physical and my mental aggressions out every week. Because if not...
You'll be fighting.
Yeah. Literally. And now that I know how to fight, I can't fight. So it's just, you know,
what is that? What would you call that? Is that a paradox?
It is a paradox.
It's a paradox, right? Because you now know how to protect yourself, yet you can't use the defense.
They tell you that. The more you know, the more scary it gets for you to be in a situation. He's like, don't even look at people a certain way. He's like, Mickey, you feeling that energy? Turn away. You could go bong. He always makes these big noises. Boom, bong. He's like, you go bong, just thinking. And I'm like, okay, yeah. He's like, what you know and how you use it, you have to try this. It's delicious. You're gonna love it. It's like a buffalo.
That's a spicy.
This one's buffalo. This one's fish.
I should notice it. Yeah. Yes, the spicy cheese.
Yeah.
No, it's given.
It's given.
It's given.
I love all of the sayings of young people. Your codes are amazing.
Yeah.
But you don't have my codes.
My mom, I'm pretty sure, was... I grew up... First off, my mom was like...
Let me try this delicious...
All into the gay lingo growing up. So I grew up...
All right, I'm
around
to
so much
right.
lingo, giving, okay. Mister, sister, all of these
it.
Different, like, yeah. That's just how she spoke to me. So you hear, I'm like, oh yeah, honey. Like, that's just how I grew up, like, my mom talking to me like that.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. It's yummy.
It's quite close to chicken.
I kind of forgot it's not
it
chicken.
It even looks like it.
I totally forgot it wasn't chicken.
Spicy McChicken.
This is it.
Why even have the get a chicken for this one?
No.
Like when I was an Asian.
This will do it for me. This will do it.
I was like, it was like, show me the menu. I'm looking at the menu, like, okay. All right, the chicken or the beef. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get the chicken noodles. So I order the chicken noodles and they go back in the back for like 2 minutes and they come back like they got something to say. And I'm like, what's up? And Vietnamese tells me, yeah, if you order this beef, we got beef ready. We can make beef right now. But if you order the chicken, see that chicken? We gotta do a whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I was like,
Nah, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. He might do it in front of me. Like, oh.
Yeah, you're not going to want that
I'm
anymore.
I'm not going to want to know that, it, you know.
You don't want to watch the animal you're about to eat just enjoying its life before you eat it. That's one of those things.
I hadn't even eaten a lobster out of the tank type of thing yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Even that one is a little, like... But I grew up around a lot of lobsters. My grandfather was a diver. He would come home with all kinds of shit. But there would be like a barrel of just lobsters. And he would put them in the freezer. Or he would boil some, put some in the freezer. Like, I grew up with them in the sink, crawling around in the sink.
See, lobster is something crazy for you to bring up because that's what these people's problem is when they don't want to grow and develop. Because they don't want to do the lobster thing of, you know, getting uncomfortable first in that shell that you're in all that time. Realizing that shell is starting to imprison
get
you.
Get tight.
And then you have to be discerned. Use discernment and go find a safe place where I can strip this off of me and be completely vulnerable.
Yes.
And then stay here while my new thing
humans do that.
I'm ready to come out.
Humans do that. When we're growing, we...
Spoken like a true Scorpio. That's Enneagram type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That growth is really imperative, and that discomfort during that growth is how you know that you're growing. But if you don't have that safety, you don't have people that are secure, that you can be secure around as you're going in your, like, the shell-less period, people will eat you. People will take you apart. And they you know, and you're ripe for the picking like that.
You're
right. There's no shell. They can see. They're just going to get it. So I think having, this is where we, community is necessary and integral to our growth. I think a lot of people forget that we're pack animals. We're pack animals. We need other people. Because we're not always with the shell on.
That goes back to what you were saying. Now I got back on my train of thought. Let's not lose it. I'm shaky these days. My attention span is very limited. Your generation has more than my generation. Mm-hmm. But you have less wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you have less faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have hope. Hope is not faith.
Not faith. Yeah, very different.
So, we lived on less, but we had more than we did. We didn't have access to assholes 24/7, 365.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we went outside and somebody called us, they called us on the house phone, and if they couldn't get us, that was too bad for them.
Yeah. But they come knock on your door.
Yes.
I miss the days when people
would
like,
see you.
Can you come
people
outside?
Come
can Sarah
you.
Come outside?
Yeah.
I miss that. People like the older forms of communication or like the less accessibility made you really want to reach someone, or it made you really like let go if you couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's like, I know I could just call you 20 times and you will see that. You call me as soon as you see it.
Yes.
And that instant gratification, like I said, is like, we're again, the privilege that we have. We have a privilege here. We have privilege and time and energy and resource that we learn how to grow up with and get used to. It's also very angelic too. In the angelic realm, anything I want is like in my hand, you know?
But you know that there's different types of angels, don't you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not the one with, I may be an angel, and that's claiming a lot. But I'm not the one with the white wings. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't mind not being.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be what I was sent to be.
Yes.
I accept it. Whatever I'm supposed to be, I will be. But not even. It's not I will be, it's what I am. Even in the Bible, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. That means he always was, is, and will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not restricted to religion, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
I am. Not will be. I am. In my opinion, you're not becoming anything. You're remembering what you were.
And if time isn't necessarily linear, you know, you're remembering who you are in different, you know, if, like I said, if it's 1979 right now, it's also 2045 right now. There's a lot to remember. There's a lot to pull in.
We're pulling from both. You know, we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I said your generation. You're aging faster than mine. Baby.
Yeah, I know that.
You guys are having worries and concerns. You're worried about the environment. You're worried about the animals. You're worried about the people and whether or not. You're worried about everything. And it's stealing your joy for every moment of the day.
Mm.
No, because you're already in advance of, like, you know, and
people,
it's about
talk about that
moment. Like, stay here with me. And I know these are plastic, but okay, so what? Because I'm going to tell you realistically, there's nothing we're going to do with the plastic. Unless you're going to shoot it to Mars.
Yeah, right.
What's here?
It's here.
What's done is done, and it cannot be undone by you.
Mm-hmm.
You did the damage. Now we're going to have it undone.
Yeah.
But it won't be by man's hands. You cannot be trusted to do that.
Mm.
A lot of times I use religious references not because I'm pulling religion into it, because I'm an omnist. So I believe that there's wisdom in all things. Okay? So, because I went through my first part of my spiritual journey as a Christian, that's why I recall those scriptures.
Yeah.
Not because I'm telling people
this
anything.
Is what it is. No, I have that too.
I'm giving wisdom.
I have that too.
Wisdom. Do you know, people remember the scripture about how many times you're supposed to forgive your brother and whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
But they never remember the scripture when Jesus came back from heaven, came back to speak to his now apostles.
Yeah.
Because they became teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They were first disciples, then they became apostles.
Ascended.
Now, he told them, when you go out to do your thing, right, to go out to preach the way, it was never Christianity.
Yeah,
it was
the way is the way. Is the way.
Right? He said, take nothing with you. He didn't say take an iPad. He didn't say take your veggie
money.
Burger.
Yeah.
He said take nothing with you, because wherever you dwell, you will be cared for by like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have faith that
that's
wherever
faith.
You go.
Yes. That's what I was
but
waiting for, the faith.
He also said one more thing, and people forget. He said, take your peace with you. And wherever your peace be received, sit and dwell a minute.
Yes, I remember this one.
But he said, but if your peace be not received, pick yourself up, dust your
take
feet
your
off, and leave them to their fate.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's the arrogance of humans that believe you will avoid your fate. You will never avoid your fate. What's coming to you is coming. You will not be able to change what is designed to come to you. That means something out of your control. You can control your hair, your body, your health, but there's some things you will never be able to control, and it's coming. Hence the five fives. Change is the only constant.
Yeah.
So, that's the one thing that I'm trying to help your generation understand, because when I was you, I was the same way.
Yeah.
Stop slaying other people's dragons.
Yeah.
Slay your own.
Yeah.
You can't help them. You want to, but you cannot. You cannot.
Not everybody goes, you know.
Everybody plays the role. Somebody said that one time. Let me tell you something that's going to be controversial. Very. Because I love controversy.
I love duality.
That's the Leo ascendant and more. And I ain't scared of you or your mom. That was wrong. I'm sorry. Cut. I meant it. I'm impetuous like that.
I love it.
Listen to me. Somebody said, everybody is not a descendant of a king and a queen. Some are descendants of peasants.
Yeah.
We need heroes. We need people to aspire to bring us up out of the muck and the mire.
Yeah.
The ones of us that are caught in the muck that need to come out, the rest of us will stay in the muck.
Yeah.
Because that's what turtles, slugs, and worms do. But they have a job. There must always be a balance. Where there is peace, there will always be war. Where there is chaos and confusion, there will be balance and order. Stop trying to make an imbalance by trying to put it all on one, because it's never going to be that way. Exactly right.
So when I do this, I'm always like, you?
Yes.
There has to be room for this other thing to come in.
But don't you think of it. It's not of a consciousness. It's subconscious.
Mm.
You got to learn to accept, too. You're a fighter. And I got that. But sometimes you're in the wrong battles.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's something for you to learn. So there's going to be something for you to lose.
Yeah.
So you can gain. That's the balance.
Yes.
Like having a cup filled to the top. Can any more go in the cup after you fill it to the top? It has to be empty.
Yeah.
That means you're going to go through something that's going to empty you.
And
so that
back
you can
up.
Be...
Yeah. And that's the juxtapose. Having the difference between the two. So that way you know... that good is good and bad is bad, or that beautiful is beautiful and ugly is ugly. You have to, I need the two. I need to know that one
What's
exists.
Ugly?
I guess the undesirables, the things that we perceive and don't accept as quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we have things that we can accept. I said, hey, take this $20. Some people are like, no. No. And some people are like,
I love up.
Do you have another 20? You know, some people, I'd like more of this. I would like more. And
neither one is wrong.
Exactly. It's circumstantial, too.
Neither one of them is wrong.
You can follow Mickey Mott on Instagram at MIKKI_MAAT. That's Mickey_Mott. You can follow Black Lotus on Instagram at BLACC_LOTUS_SOUL_SURVIVOR. That's black_lotus_soul_survivor. Thanks for tuning in. This episode was hosted by Stanford Reed. You can follow him on Instagram at STANFORDREIDSME. That's Stanford Reed SME.
Collectively, we are here.